Some Christians feel nervous about self-gratitude. They wonder, if I thank God for my own life, am I becoming proud? Am I making myself too important? That is a good concern if self-gratitude becomes self-worship. But biblical self-gratitude is different. It does not say, I am the center. It says, God is the creator, redeemer, and sustainer of my life. There are two mistakes to avoid. The first mistake is confusing self-gratitude with pride. Pride says, I made myself. I am better than others. I do not need grace. Self-gratitude says, God made me. God has shown me mercy. God has given me gifts to steward. Pride takes credit. Gratitude gives thanks. The second mistake is confusing self-gratitude with denial. Denial says, nothing is wrong. I have no wounds. I have no sin. My story has no pain. Christian gratitude says, my story includes pain, sin, weakness, and regret, but God's grace is also present. Self-gratitude before God does not erase confession. It actually makes confession safer. When you know your life is held by God, you do not have to hide. You can bring your whole story into the light. Romans 8 says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That does not mean there is no correction, no repentance, and no growth. It means shame does not get the final word. The Bible encourages this practice, and Ministry Sciences observes that people grow best when truth and hope are held together. Truth without hope can crush the soul. Hope without truth can become shallow. Christian gratitude holds both. What helps is saying, Lord, show me what is true and show me where your grace has been present. What harms is harsh self-talk disguised as humility. Some people speak to themselves in ways they would never speak to a friend. They call themselves stupid, ruined, useless, disgusting, or hopeless. That is not Christian humility. You are still responsible for your choices, but you are not beyond grace. Self-gratitude before God means you can say, Lord, thank you for creating me. Thank you for sustaining me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for forming me. Thank you that my story is not over. This is not pride. This is worship from a soul learning to receive mercy.